Welcome to the College Baseball Recruiting 101 podcast brought to you by Keep Playing Baseball. This is your host, Ethan Gavon, coming to you from Sacramento, California. Keep Playing Baseball is a registered 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to helping every high school baseball player navigate the recruiting process and play college baseball. At Keep Playing Baseball, we don't think money should dictate college baseball opportunity, and all our resources, including this podcast, are 100% free. No signups, no fees, no strings attached. We use the College Baseball Recruiting 101 podcast in many different ways, but the main point is to get you the information you need to keep playing baseball. We appreciate you tuning in to the College Baseball Recruiting 101 podcast, the best source of recruiting information on the go. What's up, guys? Welcome to the latest episode of the College Baseball Recruiting 101 podcast brought to you by Keep Playing Baseball. This episode, I want to do a little bit of a mailbag. There's a question that we get asked a lot in some form or fashion that has to do with where a recruit should be playing, and it's often phrased in terms of an either-or proposition. And so the question that we want to look at today that we received was, what's more beneficial for recruitment, playing high school baseball or travel baseball? And so the funny thing is that although it's posed as an either or question, the answer isn't really so clear cut. The answer actually isn't either or, it's a combination of both, it's somewhere in the middle. And so when questions are framed in terms of an either-or proposition where someone wants to answer very black and white, oftentimes it's because they're looking for, and I hate to say a magic pill, but they're looking for the way, right? The one way to do it. What is the prescription that's going to get me the results that I want? And as you know, if you've read our content on Keep Playing Baseball, you've listened to our podcast, you know that there are many different ways to get to college baseball. There is not one path. And there's a quote that I love said by Arizona State University skipper Tracy Smith, where he said, "It doesn't matter how you get there, it matters that you get there." And so when it comes to college baseball, everyone's going to be developing at a different time. Everyone's going to be going through steps at different times. And so while every recruit may go through similar steps to get to college baseball, this is going to happen at different times with different experiences that are very personal, very individual. And so if you're looking for the path to college baseball, are there some best practices? Absolutely. We talk about them all the time on our website. But it really is an individual journey. And so we're going to dive into the answer to this question right now. But just understand that for everyone, it's a little bit different. And keep that in mind as you consider what we say. And so getting back to the question, is it better for recruiting to play high school baseball or travel baseball? And that's a great question. It's a question that a lot of recruits and parents have. It's a fair question with the emergence of travel ball and travel ball seemingly supplanting high school baseball as the primary way to get seen by college coaches and get recruited. Now, we can debate the merits of whether that in fact is true or false, but travel ball is real and it's here to stay. We understand that. But the real answer to this question lies with the individual. And so college coaches are not recruiting you because you're a travel ball player or a high school player. They're recruiting your skill set. They're recruiting you because they think you, as a baseball player, can be successful at their level. So there's a lot of players out there who have success in high school, statistically or otherwise, or have success in travel ball statistically and otherwise, that might not be considered great recruits by a lot of college coaches because despite their success against what might be considered by college coaches a watered-down talent pool, those coaches don't believe that that skill set, that that player has the ability to succeed at their level. And so to answer the question and get back to the question, it's not about whether you play travel ball or high school. It's about whether you have the skill to play at the next level, whether you can demonstrate to these college coaches that your academics, your on-field ability, and your character match what they're looking for in a college baseball player. And so really what you should do as a player is look at high school and travel ball both as opportunities for you to show to college coaches that you have what they're looking for. So if I'm a high school player and I send a well-written email to a college coach, they express some interest, I pass along my schedule and invite them to come out and see a high school game, that's an opportunity for me to show what I can do regardless of what the talent is around me. And the same thing is true for travel ball. And so as a recruit, understand this. College coaches are using many different ways to find the players that end up on their roster. If a college coach is only using one way, say only going to travel ball games to try and find players, or only going to high school games to try and find players, they're not going to have a lot of success. And so I'll point to our most recent college coaches survey to better illustrate the way that college coaches are finding players. And so this is a yearly survey that we do with college coaches at every single level. And we ask coaches, how often do you find players who end up in your program using the following methods? And so we ask them to answer either very frequently, frequently, occasionally, rarely, very rarely, or never for each of the following ways that a player may be seen or initiate contact with the coach. So the first one was the player initiates contact. The second one was searching online recruiting profiles. The third one was through a recruiting service. The fourth one was off-campus showcases or camps. The fifth one was on-campus showcases or camps. The sixth one was attending high school games or tournaments. Seventh one, attending travel ball games or tournaments. And then the last one was based on recommendations from a network of trusted coaches or scouts. And so we asked them about eight different ways that they might potentially identify players or discover players. And the answers were very revealing. For every single method of finding a player, at least one coach answered very frequently, except for through recruiting services, which for us is not altogether surprising. In fact, recruiting services only had about 35% of answers that were occasionally, frequently, or very frequently. So most of the answers were rarely, very rarely, or never. But the interesting thing pertaining to this question is that high school games and tournaments and travel ball games or tournaments were very, very similar. So 31% of coaches answered that attending high school games or tournaments was used very frequently to find the players on their roster. 42% of coaches answered that attending travel ball games or tournaments was used very frequently to find people on the roster. Similar results for the frequently found players. And so about 70% of the coaches in our survey answered either frequently or very frequently they find players on their teams either through high school games or tournaments or travel ball games or tournaments. So the answers there are basically a dead heat. Now the other two answers that were very popular were through off-campus showcases or camps, and then also recommendations from a network of trusted coaches and scouts. All four of those methods were very popular for finding recruits. And so this really does a good job of showing that there's a lot of value in playing high school and travel ball. It's not an either-or proposition. It's more about how are you forming your recruiting plan? How are you creating exposure? How are you reaching out to college coaches? How are you taking advantage of the various forms of exposure and the various opportunities that are available to you? A better question would be, as a recruit, how can I diversify my recruiting process, almost like you would a financial portfolio, so that I'm not just relying on one method of a coach finding me? So how do I make sure that I'm providing coaches an opportunity to find me through each one of these? An ideal situation would be, as a recruit, if I am initiating contact with college coaches at programs of interest, I have some sort of portfolio or profile online, preferably a free one, or even just a webpage or a Twitter that has recruiting information. If I am able to attend an off-campus showcase or camp, if I'm able to attend an on-campus showcase or camp, if I play high school and I am letting coaches know about my game schedule and inviting them to come see me, if I'm playing travel ball during the summer and possibly the fall, and I'm letting coaches know that they can come and see me, and then if I'm building a network of support from coaches and scouts who are really willing to vouch for me and say that I'm a player that will have success at the college level. So the ideal situation is that you're doing every single one of these things to provide college coaches every opportunity that they could possibly have to discover you. Is that realistic for every recruit? Of course not. You know, recruits are going to have financial constraints that prevent them from maybe going to a showcase or even playing travel ball. Some are going to be able to do more than others, but the key is that as a recruit, you're looking to come up with a whole range of ways that college coaches can find you. And so think about the opportunities that each of these avenues, these forms of baseball, these forms of exposure provide. Figure out what's going to work best with your skill set, with your financial needs, with where you are in the recruiting process, and then go about checking all those boxes and trying to come up with a number of different ways where coaches can discover you. So parents, players, recruits who are listening to this, I know that's a pretty long-winded and complex answer to what seems like a pretty basic question. So let me just summarize some of the main points. First and foremost, there are many different paths, infinite paths to college baseball and finding your college baseball fit. There's not one way to do things. So that's important to understand, that your path is going to be unique to you. Two, getting recruited is about having the skill set that's going to have success at the college level. Being able to show to college coaches that you have the athletic ability, you have the academic ability, and you have the character that is going to allow you to have success at their level. And that's what they're looking to recruit. And finally, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Come up with a diverse recruiting plan that's going to allow college coaches multiple avenues, multiple ways to discover you, which include reaching out to college coaches themselves and initiating the contact yourselves, and then also trying to put yourself in environments that are going to give college coaches an opportunity to see you play. So play high school baseball if you can and you can afford it. Play travel baseball if you can and you can afford it. Go to events at the appropriate times and make sure that you're doing your research on events and choosing ones that are going to give you the best opportunity to get in front of college coaches and show them what you do. Create a video that you can email out to college coaches. Develop a network of people who can help you and reach out to college coaches on your behalf, whether that be your high school coach, a trusted scout, or someone who has connections in the college baseball world. So check as many boxes as you can. Give yourself as much opportunity. because that's what the recruiting process is. That's what performing and showing college coaches what you can do is. It's about opportunity. So take advantage of as many opportunities as you can. Be prepared. Most importantly, go out there, play with enthusiasm, have fun, play the game hard, be an energy giver. That's what coaches are ultimately going to notice and value in you in addition to your skill set. And that's what's going to allow you to have a better time playing on the field with your friends and going through the recruiting process. If you have any questions about this topic or anything else that has to do with recruiting or playing college baseball, don't hesitate to reach out to us. That's keepplayingbaseball@gmail.com. You can reach us through our website as well, www.keepplayingbaseball.org. Tell us what you think. Drop in. Leave us a comment. Tell us whether you like this more free-range form of podcast where we tackle a question or a subject with more of a rant-style answer. Would love to hear your feedback. We'll be back at it again soon. We have some more college coach interviews coming down the pipeline. So stay tuned, and until then, take care. Thanks for tuning in to the College Baseball Recruiting 101 podcast brought to you by Keep Playing Baseball. As always, if you have questions or need more information on the recruiting process or player development, you can find that for free on our website, www.keepplayingbaseball.org. We're also very active on social media. You can find us on Twitter at KeepPlayingBB, Facebook Keep Playing Baseball, and Instagram at KeepPlayingBaseball. If you've found this podcast to be helpful, please take the time to leave us a review and give us 5 stars. That'll help other people find our podcast and get access to great free information. We'll be back at it with a new episode soon, but until then, take care.